Now listen and answer questions 16 to 20.
So, here's a plan of the park. As you can see, we're here at the main entrance, and there's an information centre to your right. Now, it's quite easy to get around the park. We have daily guided walkabout tours, which let you get up close to the animals. Or, if you prefer to be at a distance, you can take the safari bus and drive around with a wildlife expert. If you decide to take the walkabout tour, it leaves at 10:45, that's in just under an hour, from the meerkat's enclosure next to us. From there, the walk passes the adventure playground and the otters in the first enclosure, and then arrives at the New Zealand birds area in the next enclosure, just in time to see them being fed. Then you go on to the reptile house and the tigers and the rest of the animals. Alternatively, you can wait until the afternoon walk. There are plenty of other things to see in the morning. One of these is the African village. Just turn to your right from the main entrance, walk past the first bus stop, and it's just before the African wild dogs enclosure. It's a wonderful, colourful experience. You can also go to the shop and buy your souvenirs there. We have beautiful soft toys, giraffe and zebra, for children, and a whole range of t-shirts, hats and skincare products with an African theme. After that, why not have lunch in the picnic area on the far eastern side of the park? I'd recommend this because while you're eating, you might catch sight of the ostriches on one side of you or buffalo on the other. For the afternoon walkabout tour, you'll need to find your own way to the African lion habitat, which is on the west side of the park, just past the conservation centre. To join the tour, you actually go past the lion habitat. You'll see two bus stops, keep walking, and the meeting place is about half a kilometre after the second one. If you've gone past the zebra, you've gone too far. For those of you who would prefer to travel on the safari bus, this runs from 10:30 to 4 p.m. There are stations throughout the park, but the first one is at Jomo's Cafe, which is directly opposite where we're standing. Go straight ahead, and it's just in front of the giraffes. There are various feeding times for the animals, and the bus stops in time for all of these. So, let me just give you some safety guidelines.
That is the end of section 2. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 3. Track 32. Practice test. Listening, section 2. You will hear someone talking about a wildlife park. Before you listen, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 15. Now listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 15.
Good morning, everyone. I'm a keeper here at Arana Wildlife Park, and that means that my job is to look after some of the animals that we have here. First, let me tell you a bit about us. The word arana means welcome in the local Māori language, and we are very pleased to see you all here. As you probably know, we're run by a charity, and we specialise in endangered species of animals, birds and reptiles. The park grounds cover 80 hectares of land, and we have 400 animals altogether from 70 different species. So that you can see the animals in their natural environment, we've built streams and banks to separate you from the animals and make sure your trip around the park is safe. Our animals come mainly from here, New Zealand, and from Australia, Africa, and South America. There are a lot of animals to see and quite a number of things you can do here, so let me tell you about a few of the exciting encounters before you decide where to go. One of our most popular animals is a type of giraffe called a Rothschild. It's easy to spot. It has three horns rather than the usual two. Giraffes are amazing animals close up, and you have an opportunity to hand feed them here at the park at 12 noon or 3 in the afternoon. This is one of the most popular activities and will be one that you'll never forget. In fact, we believe hands-on education is very important, so you can touch or pat a variety of friendly animals, such as cows and goats, at the farmyard. This experience goes on all day and is designed to help children take an interest in animals and their environment. I can assure you it's not at all dangerous. Another exciting activity for visitors is watching some of our big cats reach speeds of up to 70 kilometres per hour during their exercise run. The cheetah is the fastest land mammal, and this event takes place at 3:40 every day. You can watch them go down their paddock in under 30 seconds.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 16 to 20.